Welcome back to our middle school podcast, our last one for the term. My name is Greg O'Neill, the head of middle school, and it's great to have you with us again. Well, what a term. Without stating the obvious, the last 10 weeks have certainly presented some challenges for us all. Many of these challenges have required us to support our young men as they become accustomed to living life during a pandemic. I want to start this podcast by extending my sincere thanks to the parents, all of whom who've walked with us on this journey. Over the past weeks, I've actually met with a large number of parents for a wide variety of reasons, and it's been inspiring and interesting to hear the impact that the last few months have had on everyone. The love, the care, the support that you as parents have shown your sons during this time, it is what has held them in such good stead. On behalf of the middle school staff, I offer you a heartfelt thanks for your ongoing support. I also believe it's important to acknowledge the boys. Never before in their schooling have they experienced such disruption and change. These circumstances have forced them at such a young age to be flexible, to be agile, and to adapt to new ways of doing things. Albeit with a few hurdles, I've been impressed and proud of the way our young men have risen to their challenges. If there is to be a silver lining, I hope that these skills of adaptation and agility holds them in good stead in their future years. And I finally want to extend my personal thanks to the middle school teachers. I've been privileged to see from behind the scenes their own capacity to be agile and change how they do things. I've seen their passion for their students and their ongoing commitment to their students' well-being and academic growth. And I hope the staff and the students can enjoy a relaxing, refreshing and well-deserved holiday. As we approach the holidays, I thought I'd leave parents with some light reading. The Society for Research on Adolescence this year published an article entitled "Handle with Care: How Parenting Shapes Adolescent Values." The article is like a digestible summary of an empirical article that Catherine Williams and Joseph Diorochi wrote and prepared, entitled "Perceived Parenting Styles and Values Development: A Longitudinal Study of Adolescents and Emerging Adults," and that was produced at the back end of last year. I believe this is fantastic work by Williams and Diorochi, and this work included them sitting and listening to Australian kids, middle school age kids, and hearing them talk about their parents, the parenting styles, and the respective impact of those styles. I'll share this little bit of the article with you, and I quote, "There are three styles of parenting: authoritative, authoritarian, and permissive. Authoritative parents are warm, involved, have high expectations, and are willing to provide reasons for rules and demands. Authoritarian parents rely on constant monitoring, power, fear, and guilt to control adolescents psychologically. Permissive parents are responsive, but do not provide consistent supervision or structure, make few demands, and avoid confrontation. Research has constantly demonstrated that authoritative parenting is generally most effective for promoting adjustment and achievement among adolescents. In theory, this parenting style should also help adolescents to understand, accept, adopt, and live by values." End quote. So both as a parent, myself, and an educator, this message resonated with me in both my practice here at school and my much harder work at home as a parent of two young kids. How we as adults model values, how we promote values, how we correct behaviour and attitudes that don't align with our values are all really important steps in shaping our young people. The research highlighted the importance of communicating and maintaining boundaries and clear boundaries for adolescents. And our endeavour here as parents needs to be sustained. Middle school aged boys will continually push up against the fences, looking for the weak spots. I remember as a kid staying with a great uncle, and we had built on his property. We'd built a fence and installed the electric fence to keep his two cows from escaping his property. And after a day's work, we sat back and watched the cows walk around the newly built enclosure, testing all the fences to ensure that they were operational and that there was no escape. And both these cows had a history of escaping, thus the fence we built. And these cows would continually walk around and get zapped, making sure there weren't any weak spots there. And I think it's a really good analogy and parallel to draw to our adolescent boys. They will push up against these fences and they will try and establish where those weak spots are. And they don't do this because they're naughty. They don't do this because they have no respect for authority. But the fences are reminders about where the line in the sand is and where our expectations lie and which expectations we're serious about. And it's these authoritative parents that are the ones that are prepared to listen, the parents who are prepared to negotiate where required. And it's these are the boys that will flourish both in the home environment and in the life environment as well. Look, I do recommend this article for your reading. It's not a long read, but I think it's a worthy read, and I've included the link below this podcast. Thank you again for all your support this term. I do wish you as parents, the boys, and all the family safe and hopefully a relaxing school holiday, and I look forward to seeing the boys and many of you as parents next term. Thanks, and bye for now.